This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We are living through just extraordinary times, and you got a front row seat. You're watching it all unfold, and so many of the things that used to be sort of conspiracy theories are now just right out in the open. For example, just two years ago, if you said that Democrats want to eliminate the borders, close down all the prisons, and eliminate all private property in America and have the government seize the means of production, you would have been laughed off the stage, right? People would say, that's absurd. You're talking about communism. Democrats in America don't call for that. But today, they do call for that. Like the leading voices of the Democrat Party, like this new young Ocasio-Cortez, this 28-year-old gal in New York, who's calling for all these things. And she's been exposed as a moron, of course. She literally knows nothing. She's just repeating talking points. She hasn't studied anything about history or even how government works or economics or anything. I mean, she's an actual moron who can speak, just like a talking moron. But she's convincing to other morons. That's the thing. If you're stupid, you might believe someone like that. But it's all out in the open. It's no longer hidden. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's their platform. It's the Democrats' platform. They hate America. They want to destroy America. I've been warning you about this for a couple of years, but, you know, here it is, all out in the open. Used to be that, you know, if you said, oh, to kind of switch gears here, if you said, there's a bunch of deep state operatives and are trying to overthrow the government, a shadowy deep state cabal of insidious traitors and backstabbers, sabotage agents who are trying to nullify democracy. If you said that 4 years ago, let's say, you would have been laughed off the stage also, right? They would have said, yeah, you're a conspiracy theorist. What are you? You must be InfoWars. You're talking about that stuff, they would say. InfoWars, the conspiracy channel, they say. Well, today it's all out in the open. You got James Clapper and John Brennan saying, hey, the deep state needs to overthrow the president. It's like it's on the news. It's right out in the open, in your face. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's not a theory. It's out in the open. That's, again, just astonishing that we've come to this point right now where all the things that people like myself and others have been warning you about for years, they're all coming true now. They're all coming true. It's all out in the open now. Check this out. China had a major, major vaccine scandal. Did you hear about that? Well, you may not have, because China ordered all of its state-run media to delete all articles and mentions and online conversations about this vaccine scandal, because this bad batch of vaccines, it turns out, was harming and killing people all across China. And people started to talk about it, right? And people were actually fleeing to Hong Kong to get vaccines in Hong Kong, as if Hong Kong vaccines are somehow better. I don't understand that, but that's what they were doing. And the Chinese state-run media was ordered to censor all talk about this vaccine scandal. So anybody trying to report on this was shut down. Absolute censorship. Now, why do I mention this? Because the same thing happens in America. Remember when the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, tried to go public and say, hey, there's a massive vaccine cover-up happening in America. There's scientific fraud inside the CDC. What happened in America? Just like in China, the media was ordered to stand down. The media was ordered to censor all those stories. So the American media is pretty much just like communist China. They censor whatever stories they're ordered to censor. And again, this is all out in the open now. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's unfolding right before our eyes. And it's funny when you see Reuters reporting on China's censorship of its own media about this vaccine scandal. Reuters, like, it's actually in Reuters. They're saying, like, you know, oh my God, this state the state is controlling the media in China and making them censor the stories about dangerous vaccines. And Reuters is doing the same thing in America to protect the crimes of the CDC and the vaccine industry in the United States. It's incredible. They cannot see the hypocrisy of what they are involved in. It's unbelievable, these people. But this is what it's come to now. I remember years ago, let's say 5-10 years ago, people like Alex Jones were out there warning about, oh, your TV is spying on you. And if you think back 15 years, 20 years, whatever, you think back about somebody saying that, they would immediately be branded a kook, right? It's like, oh, you're some kind of a crazy kook. You think your TV is spying on you? What kind of psycho are you, right? That's what people would say. Well, guess what? Your TV is spying on you. And your mobile phone is spying on you. They are listening to you. They are listening to your conversations. This has been proven in scientific studies now, one published by a prominent university. Proven. Your mobile phone is spying on you, listening to what you say, using voice recognition, and then feeding you back advertisements that are based on the things you're talking about, even when you're just talking to your friend. You're talking to your partner or a family member in your own home. Your phone is listening. Do you really think that that's not being recorded and uploaded to the NSA database? Really? Come on, people. It's being auto-transcribed into text files. Text files are being indexed so that they're instantly searchable. They've got a full record of your conversations and the privacy of your own home. It's all right out in the open now. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's all out in the open now. That's the point here. All these things. It's like, I remember 20 years ago, if you said there's a depopulation agenda, right? You said that, people would think you're crazy. What? No one wants to kill humanity. Now, today, guess what? All the globalists are out there talking about how do we get rid of like 90% of the people on the planet because humans are bad for the earth. It's out in the open. The genocidal agenda, the depopulation push is out in the open, people. If you don't see it, you're just not opening your eyes, I guess, because it's right in front of you now. It's like, I don't have to convince anybody of these things anymore. It's all you got to do is read. It's right there. This is the stuff being pushed by the New York Times. Overpopulation. This is the stuff being pushed by the Washington Post. This is being pushed by the global elitists. This is being pushed by universities and science institutions. What do you think the whole global warming thing is all about? It's a giant hoax designed to say that being human and breathing makes you a danger to the planet so they can justify mass killing off of humanity. What? Jeez, people, it's all right out in the open. It's like, wow. I actually never thought we'd get to this point. I thought that all these agendas would stay hidden for a lot longer. I can't believe the gall of these groups to come out and say like they want to end the borders and just like bum rush America with a wave of millions of illegals just flooding into the country and then grant them all sanctuary protection so they're immune to all laws of America, but they can vote in America because the Democrats want them to vote. I mean, can you imagine living in a country where you're being invaded by illegal aliens, all of whom can vote, but none of whom can ever be arrested? I mean, that's what the left wants. They openly call for this stuff. Again, it's right out in the open, people. There are radical left-wing fascists marching in the streets calling for that. They're marching in the streets calling for eliminating all borders. Their signs say no borders, no nations, no effing deportations. That's their little rhyme, their chant. They chant that. They also say no profits because they hate the free market. And they say no prisons. It's like no borders, no nations, no prisons, no profits. That's become mainstream Democrat. The Democrats want to overrun and destroy this country. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's their freaking chant slogan. It's what they're saying on the streets. And then you have these people like James Comey came out and he was begging Democrats, don't go to the radical left. Don't go socialist, he says. James Comey, who claimed to be nonpartisan. He's a functioning Democrat, regardless of what his official party affiliation is. He hates America, just like all Democrats do. but he's begging people, don't go radical left, because he knows that the radical left agenda will be rejected by the voters. Voters, they don't want their country to be destroyed and decimated by a wave of illegal immigration, lawless gangs, gun runners, and child rapists, pedophiles, and human traffickers. They don't want that. They don't want their country invaded by these criminals who are then granted immunity. I mean, come on. The American people aren't that asleep. I mean, granted, a lot of them are asleep, but they're not like comatose, where they're just going to sit back and let their country be completely overrun. That's not happening. It's incredible, though, people. It's just incredible. The times that we are living in. So, look, I built a platform called Real.Video. I know you've heard about it. You've heard me talk about it, but there's some new info here. We now have every day, I'm told by my R&D team, well, I'm sorry, my support team, I'm told that every day now we have 150 new channels. 150 new channels on Real.Video now every day. And the number of videos being uploaded, I mean, it's now thousands. I can't, frankly, keep track of it at this point, but it's exploding because people are routinely banned by YouTube. They're banned on Facebook for saying common sense things like what I'm saying right here. That's why you won't hear this audio on YouTube. Obviously, YouTube is useless unless you just want a liberal echo chamber of fantasy delusions and fairy tale farting flying unicorns carpet bombing entitlements across the country, claiming to create utopia, complete with mass starvation and Venezuela-style backyard barbecue grilling of your neighbor's hamsters. That's what Venezuela has come to. If your neighbor didn't eat his own hamsters first. But go to Real.Video. The videos are really starting to gain steam there. And we're paying for the platform. It's free for you to use. We run a 5-second ad in front of every video. That's how we pay for it. And this platform was built to help save America, not just America, but human civilization, to help save the internet. So you can have a platform for free speech. That's why we built it. That's why we funded it. I'm rolling the dice with $1 million, literally $1 million committed to this project. And I, from the very beginning, months ago when we started, I didn't know if it was going to fly. I guess I know more now because it's become so popular. So many channels and videos on there already. It's like, wow, people love this. But, you know, 6 months ago when we started it or whatever, I had no idea. You got to spend the money and then roll the dice and see what happens. But thanks to people like you who are loving it, we got a platform now. So use it. Post your videos there. Create a channel. Watch the videos. Embed the videos in your articles. I mean, we got a couple of glitches. Certain older browsers are having trouble playing the Flash streams on a couple of things, but that's being fixed. You know, it's over 99% of the people can play the videos. It's like 99.9%, just with a few glitches here and there. It's very robust. People are loving it. So check it out. Real.Video is the website. My name's Mike Adams. I'm the founder of it. I'm the chief architect of it. I wrote the spec for it. I did, and I managed the R&D project, and I approve many of the channels. Not all of them. I have a team for that. I can't handle 150 a day now, but, you know, I'm overseeing it, okay? So check it out. It's free speech, man. Free speech on parade, which is why it looks a little interesting. There's all kinds of different channels. I saw like a third eye meditation seance gal video right next to a Bible study video on there, and I was laughing to myself. I mean, I guess I'm sharing it with you now. I was laughing. I'm like, this is free speech because this is the only place where you can find like a new age person who's channeling, you know, Shiva the goddess or whatever, right next to a Bible study channel that's talking about the book of Revelation. And they're side by side here on the homepage. Like, that's free speech. This whole spectrum of spirituality and religion and all this other stuff. It's amazing. That's what free speech looks like. Yeah, so check it out. Real.Video. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.